Gilmore.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Walt. I just wanted to talk to you about your brother's coming over here. I don't know whether he's here before or after I called you. I missed you. I said you just stepped out, but I talked to him, and I said to him that we'd gone all up and down everything, and I didn't want to go into all the details of it, but I'd been 2 or 3 months at A to Z here, and we're trying to get at least 4 top men, 4 secretaries, and I said Alex Johnson's in here, acting secretary of state the other day, and we can't have too many, and we've just got to have you because of your standing and your knowledge, and if you're anything like your brother, your ability to get along with me and do the job, and your country, these 4 men are going to be made determine whether they got 400,000 living or not, or 4 million, or 400 million. And I told him as much as I knew how, and then told him how everybody wanted him, and it was unanimous, there wasn't any dissent. And he was very nice and attractive about it, and said that I told him not to tell anybody, and he said, well, you can talk to my brother, Ken. And I said, you sure can, won't you do? But I didn't. He's talking to him like talking to me. And that's about the way we left it. He said he was going to go talk to you, but I'd already called you, or I did call you right then. I believe I called you just he left or just before he came in. I've forgotten.
Well, we're trying to find him now because he left a note when Elvis and I were out doing a little shopping, and we'll try to track him down.
We had a good meeting, and Rusk is very enthusiastic about him, and I think he can write his own ticket with Rusk, and I don't want a human to know this, but what I'm trying to do, I've made arrangements some time ago, if it works out, for Nick to resign as Attorney General and be going Ball's place and do most of the work up there testifying and just take on the committee. He's the best I've seen in the government for the Congress. And he wants Gene over there to handle Europe and handle a lot of other things. And he's the strongest man for him. And I think that'll relieve Rusk of a lot of the testifying. And I don't think he does that as well as he does other things, in my judgment. I think Nick's the best we have in this government. In that field. I don't know what the hell I'll do it justice, but I watched him handle these civil rights, and I watched him handle Jim Eastland, I watched him handle Bill Fulbright, and I watched him handle all of them, and he's the best man on the Hill that we've got in the cabinet, and then I think that puts all of them on a pretty high level when a cabinet officer leaves the cabinet to come in the State Department.
And of course, Gene and Nick are very close.
Well, Nick told me that he considered him one of the ablest men in the country, and he would be his number one choice.
Well, I just got to get my brother then.
So don't tell him he never has seen a train crash. You heard that story, haven't you? The little boy said, what would you do they're getting ready to put him in the Army. Said, what would you do if you saw a train coming 100 miles an hour going north and another coming 100 miles going south and they're half a mile apart? He said, I'd run and get my brother. Said, why? I said, because he ain't ever seen a train wreck. So you better run and get your brother. Tell him you never seen a train.
Gotta find him.
But he left here to go see you.
I know he did. He left a little note, and then we've been tracking him down at George Ball's, and he's just apparently taking a walk around with Lockville.
Well, for God's sakes, I hope he doesn't tell George Ball anything, because George, you know, last time I told George, and it's in the papers 2 days later. And I did it purposely. So tell him, for God's sake, you see it, not tell a human.
You bet I will. Right, sir.
Not even his wife. Don't let him know who that is. It's not important. I thought he had to know it. Don't you think so?
Oh, no. He just had to know who his third colleague was. He didn't know what the nature of the job was. Right. Well, I'll...
Am I wrong in your judgment? Do you know anybody better in this town to take on these people than Nick?
No, I really don't. He's sat in on a lot of foreign policy, and he'll pick the issues up fast.
Well, what I'm talking about, yes, that too. But I think that the issues and things that I think Dean and Gene can work on those a whole lot. But I think all this hell raising every day about clearing these damn treaties and about discussing these things with Thailand, with Fulbright. That's where our trouble's coming from, Walt.
Well, I think that you, the one thing I'd say, sir, is that you mustn't expect the best lawyer we can send up there to make Fulbright happy.
No, but I think that he can keep us out of trouble more than anybody that we can.
I think that's quite possible.
And I think they won't regard him as a great big hawk.
That's right.
And I think that Mansfield told me he considered him one of the ablest men he'd ever talked to.
Well, that's a good start, a new approach up there. And I've no despair of anyone up there. Really.
And Dean, Dean's a scholar and an able man, and he doesn't like to go up and waller around those folks. Nick don't mind it much. Nick told me, he said, that I just decided one thing, that they said I was a professor of international law, and I was a little sensitive about it, and I just decided, by God, I want to show them I'd get along with Jim Eastland.
That's what you got to do.
That's what he told me. He said, I wanted to prove that I could do that, too. And I think that's one of the important things about whether we save this situation or not, is whether we can keep those fellas on board a little bit. Don't you?
Oh, you bet. There's no doubt, and this is exactly, I think, all that Hanoi's got going for it now. The possibility that we care. So that this is not just normal politics. This is fighting a war. And so I just look forward to this, and I'll just look for that train wreck now.
Now, don't you let either one of y'all let another human know it, because now it's Dean Rusk and Gene and me and you.
I understand that.
And Bill Moyers doesn't know it. And I don't want him to know it at all. Incidentally, his brother dropped dead today.
Jim?
Yep.
Good Lord.
And poor Bill's going to be out and so on and so on.
Well, if I can help fill in that while Bill's away, just whisk me up for anything.
You'll have to figure out every morning and read that ticker when you walk in at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. Then take the questions and answers and type a question and answer for your press boy. Just got to, because Bob Fleming or George Christian, neither one can handle it.
Yes, I'll get by that.
All right.